You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome back. Here's a look at the UEFA Europa League bracket coverage beginning at 2 p.m. on Paramount Plus today. Leverkusen taking on Roma at 3 p.m. and then Marseille takes on Atalanta as well at 3 p.m. Atalanta just has been on a tear, guys. They beat Liverpool in the quarterfinals. They played well domestically, but Marseille unbeaten in their past 9 Europa League home games. So what are your initial thoughts when you think of this matchup? What stands out to you? My eyes are darting because I'm not sure who I'm going to start with. Alexis!
Hey!
What stands out to you about this game?
Well, I was actually just on the phone with Xabi Alonso. I think Marseille, we talk about home crowds when it comes to Borussia Dortmund. Certainly not, maybe not to that mythic level, but Marseille can be an intimidating place. It's a fun place. You got supporters essentially on both sides of you, so it feels like you're being enveloped. Classic club. They still don't feel like the club that's going to beat Atalanta. I mean, Atalanta absolutely took apart Liverpool. So I don't think Marseille is going to pose much of a threat.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the finish thought. Period.
You think Marseille is not going to pose a threat?
No, not to Atalanta. They're having a great season so far. I honestly looked at you like, am I still talking?
Do you feel like Atalanta's shown some defensive holes as of late? If there is anything you can point to that's maybe not gone as well as they've hoped it would be?
I think the issue more for Atalanta is you need all of your star players to play at the level that we've seen them play, which is, you know, a lot of them are playing incredibly well this season. Gasperini's system is fun. It's exciting to watch. But they have gaps and they can be easily caught out. But Marseille seems so up and down this season. I mean, I'm sure they played really well in this competition, but it still doesn't feel like they feel more makeshift to me. Am I seeing that wrong?
They're just they haven't been in this position for a long time, whereas Atalanta has been, you know, in and around Europe for a little while now. It's the experience, you know, that Atalanta has, Champions League a couple of different years now, I think is going to be the factor here. Certainly having Aubameyang and he's scoring goals, back scoring goals is important for Marseille, but the experience in these competitions, I think, matters more than we think.
I'm gonna take the approach of Marseille, driven to qualify for Champions League through this competition, which they actually have the easiest route to the final. If you're looking at the two brackets, they got the right side. You'd rather play Atalanta every day, all day, over a Leverkusen or Roma. So this is a great opportunity for them. And we all see Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, that's the key for Marseille. He is the competition's top goal scorer in the history of this competition. So as long as he's clinical, because they will find him and he makes great runs, he's still showing that he's one of the best strikers in front of goal when he's motivated and confident. So for me, Marseille, they have to come into this game aggressive to win. They need to win this first leg because Atalanta are so good at home.
What do you think, Gasperini? I mean, we talked so much about the manager's impact on the pitch. What do you think he's done and brought to Atalanta this year to have them playing the way that they've played?
Consistency. Mm. The he's got the right group of players. I look at a player like Scamacca, who has bounced around and, you know, as of late hasn't found a home, and he comes to Atalanta and the guy is scoring goals. Mm-hmm. Lookman is another player who looks like a new motivated, you know, star this season with Atalanta. Pasalic, another player in the midfield. I really love how it feels like everyone's playing to their strengths in this Atalanta side. The way that they demolished Liverpool, what?
Yeah, I did not see that coming. I don't think anybody saw that coming.
I just have to think what that does for their confidence playing forward after that.
Absolutely.
After
and to
like
piggyback
that.
On what Charlie's already said, but Scamacca's playing so well under Gasperini that he's back in the conversation for being the starter for the mm-hmm. Italian national team, which I do believe he should be at this mm-hmm. point. I mean, Retegui's very good. Getting the move to Genoa has obviously been very good for him. But Scamacca's balling. After the move to the English Premier League and not playing very well, he's back mm-hmm. in form. And that's because of Gasperini's system and the way they absolutely demolished Liverpool, I think says a lot. I think Marseille, look, you play well at home, maybe you get a draw, maybe you go up a goal. But to me, Atalanta have this.
You know, both owners, Boston-based.
Oh.
Listen, do you always have to bring it back to New England?
Hey, I'm just,
Were they born in New Hampshire? That's
all I got to say.
Know, both these owners,
New
not
England.
North-based.
Okay? New England's got the footprint in Europe right here.
Yeah.
From the world of Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am
ready. Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount+.
Yes!